got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Welcome back.
You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell.
Top of the second hour of today's Rogue Warrior Radio broadcast. Announcements. Didn't do the announcements. Got to get back to what is to be done, dear comrades. Got to do that. So, we are still in the midst of the second annual John Stab Miller book drive. It's been extended. Make a donation of $100 or more for your chance to win. Exciting. This week's book, America's God and Country, Encyclopedia of Quotations by William J. Federer. And Essential History. Also, the quilt raffle is in effect this month. So, the New Year Rebel Madman Rabble Raiser quilt raffle. And you can see the website for details on both of those. Why not call 800-724-2719 and leave a gift of $250 or more to enter to win both. Again, see the website for details on both of those. Also, if you're on social media, check out the Republic Broadcasting Facebook page. Fun stuff. So, back to the discussion at hand, manipulating people in ways they don't know. It'll come to him as his own idea, as Bernays said. And as Bertrand Russell said, the populace will not be allowed to know how its convictions were generated. From this article that Larry sent me, from Event 201 to SPARS 2025, Predictive Programming in the Future and You, posted on the CanadianPatriot.org website, article by David Gosselin, talking about salience and priming. So this is from a document from Her Majesty's government. Well, I guess now His Majesty's government, Institute for Government, titled Mindspace, Influencing Behavior Through Public Policy. Apparently that's an important thing. The document itself, executive summary from the document. Influencing behavior is central to public policy, and government can draw on potentially powerful new set of tools. Influencing behavior is central to public policy. Recently, there have been major advances in understanding the influences on our behaviors and government. Why is this always a thing, you know? Why is manipulating people always a thing? And government needs to take notice of them. It's because of what I keep saying. We're moving back to Genesis 11. How do you build a Great Wall of China? This is how I went through how, the liberal arts education is highly endorsed by the Masonic community. It's a very Illuminized educational curriculum that sets a person on a particular path in just this sort of fashion without their knowing it. And, Critical theory is built into it, scientific method, empiricism, your five senses. Do you remember learning that in school? I do. What are your five senses? What is absent from what your five senses detect? It's the Holy Spirit and faith, usually. But it's not just blind faith. That's part of the conversation that I was reflecting on in the first hour with a dear friend. Oh, so it's just blind faith, huh? You do this, and this person's saying, well, who does things by faith in life? And, what major decisions do you make? And I said, marriage, this, that. You don't get married based on faith. Yeah, you do. I don't know. You've been married. I don't know what you're talking about. Think about it for a second. So, this person's saying, well, that's blind faith. No, it's not. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I said, I have evidence of things not seen. That sounds like crazy talk. Well, maybe to you. Read Romans chapter 1, especially, around verse 18, verse 20 and following. There's evidence in us, in the world around us, in the dynamics that are unfolding in our society because we are allowing ourselves to be nudged along. There's evidence all around us. The evidence is overwhelming. If we would just look at it, but this person, this conversation I'm reflecting on, this person is, when I say you sound exactly like this common thread in these videos you keep sending me. No, there's not a common thread. Really? That's funny because there are people that are trying to manipulate you in specific ways, nudging you. But they want you to think it's your own idea, and that seems to be exactly what's happening. No, it can't be that. Right. You're far too smart and aware for that. And all I can do is shake my head. It's frustrating. It's heartbreaking because, as I said, these things are typically voluntary. I have maintained for decades now that the devil has but one weapon from which all others stem, and that is the power of suggestion, influence, and persuasion. The power of suggestion, yea, hath God said. I don't know, maybe. The power of suggestion. And I can also imagine the devil in the court of heaven saying, I didn't make him do anything. I just happened, like with Eve, I just happened to be walking by. I wasn't even talking to her, and then she talked to me. I don't know, she responded to my rhetorical question, talking to myself. She says this, so, I don't want to be rude. And I start talking to her, and I just told her what I thought, that's all. But she actually did the bad thing, not me, and I didn't make her. It's amazing how many, how much study has been given to this stuff and how much effort, how many tools have been applied to this to manipulate people very specifically, very effectively, to nudge them in a specific direction in very specific sorts of ways, but all in a way that they don't know that it's happening to them. Again, back to Bernays from Propaganda in 1928. The father of public relations, after the father of public relations, Ivy Lee, You know, a systematic study of mass psychology revealed to students the potentialities of invisible government of society by manipulation of the motives which actuate man in the group. So the question naturally arose, right, if you're a psychopath, you think of things like this. So the question naturally arose, if we understand the mechanism and motives of the group mind, is it not possible to control and regiment the masses according to our will without their knowing it? It's a rhetorical question. Astounding. And yet, you can show people, the old saying is, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. My variation, my twist on it is, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't put your foot on its neck. I guess you could, but, probably not going to have the desired outcome. I don't know. Maybe it would in some cases. Anyway, it's astonishing. The old cliche is fully in operation. It's easier to fool a person than to convince them they've been fooled. It really is. And all of these forces have been weaponized. Stockholm syndrome, effort justification, confirmation bias, so that, somebody like Bill Gates can sit in front of a camera with a stack of books next to him, including Daryl Huff's How to Lie with Statistics. You can point to a blog post that he wrote, Number Games. Number Games. A Guide to Number Games. You can point somebody to a blog post that Bill Gates himself wrote, saying that this is a great thing. Sitting there with a stack of books on his whatever next to him, including this one at the top of the stack. He's lying through his teeth. You can show him evidence of that. These things he's saying are not true. And by the way, he's not a scientist, not a doctor, not any of these things, but he is a college dropout. That's a fact. Even Wikipedia knows that. You can tell people this, and guess what? They still don't listen. It's astounding. What is going on? Is this the 2 Thessalonians 2 strong delusion? Boy, if it's not, I can't imagine. It's pretty astounding. And I'm just expressing this because I'm sure you feel the same lament. Talking to friends and loved ones. Because again, sad reality, when we look at the headlines and things, most of it is voluntary. There is some that is not, though. However, where do we draw the line? Voluntary. There's some really wicked stuff happening in states like California and Washington with regard to firearms, for example, and shall not be infringed as being infringed. But were those people elected? Yeah, but those elections are a sham. But did the people, what happened? Did everyone just go to sleep? I'm not saying that, a radical, that we should get sucked into the cultural Marxist milieu. But I think that Alan Watt was well observed when he said, what do you call this when this stuff happens? It's called lawlessness. Where are the adults? I think the real adults are from the bygone era of the World War II generation. Most of us in subsequent generations are little kiddies. Reluctant. We don't, we just don't seem to be tuned the same as the World War II generation, mostly. There's a lot of weird stuff going on. And not a lot of it is useful and productive in a positive, righteous sort of sense. Anyway, no wonder, like I said yesterday, I mean, it begins with the Masonic, Illuminized, Hellenistic, Greco-Roman liberal arts education. The last seven steps into the temple. Dear comrades, who knew? You know, I'm still thinking about the question, what kind of education? As I was asked that, I would not advocate that. But literacy is important, right? Some of these other things. Yeah, definitely. How Christian is America, though? We keep having that debate. I started the year talking about that. Look at the great books of the Western world. I mean, it's astounding. What is happening in plain sight? We have, what's the film? Sound of Freedom. And some people are discerning, going, something's off about this. I don't know. Something's off. Whatever happens in these kinds of things, are criminals brought to justice? No. I would say out of the shadows into the light, out of shadows into the light, the same kind of thing, you know. Angel Studios, Jim Caviezel. And, you know, all those other folks. Mike Smith, Liz Crokin, Laura Logan, General Mike Flynn. Donald Trump won't save you. Fact, you know, it's just theater. White Luciferians and Black Luciferians are both Luciferians. They're Satanists. So that's not going to work out so well. Then what is to be done, dear comrades? Back to this article. One of these techniques is called priming. The Mindspace authors describe the importance of salience and priming. Getting populations to make predetermined decisions without eliciting the need for conscious decision-making, i.e. reflective processes. And then this excerpt from the document, the food you chose and how much you took was substantially shaped by what happened in the canteen. The smell primed your hunger, but so what, we're all just Pavlovian dogs? The smell primed your hunger, but so too did the size of your plate and the fact that you had a tray. Large plates can make us take larger portions. Anyone who's been to a buffet can probably attest to that. And trays substantially increase the total of volume of food we take. Again, buffet. And perhaps there is slightly more chance that you would have chosen the vegetarian option if it had come first. Well, maybe some people. It's a Romans 14 issue. I digress. As a more detailed explanation of priming, the report offers the following description. Priming. Our acts are often influenced by subconscious cues. I will finish this on the other side of the break. We're headed into a break, so stick around. We'll be right back.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Welcome back. An extended musical interlude, but you know what? It's not a bad thing. What is to be done? I want to get back to that. What is to be done, dear comrades? It's a crazy world. Q's not going to save anyone, you know. And I want to play that clip of Tex Mars talking about Kabbalah, you know, the way he would just so casually laugh and say, Kabbalah is a sex cult, and all other false religions are nothing more than Kabbalistic sex cults. Did you ever hear that? He's right, and they're all sort of uniting, and it's all the same garbage. Why are there people on every continent getting in trouble that are involved in these same kinds of so-called ministries that are predatory? They have people who have been victimized themselves. That's how this stuff works. That's part of the grooming process. The young victim becomes the old victimizer. Rinse and repeat. That's why. Maybe not such a good idea. I don't know. Call me crazy. So we'll get to what is to be done. Anyway, back to the article. Priming. Priming shows that people's subsequent behavior may be altered if they are first exposed to certain sights, words, or sensations. And this also could probably, you know, to know this stuff for some people would turn them neurotic. What is to be done? I'll get to that. I promise. So remember Chuck Missler, talking about hermeneutical hygiene. Hermeneutical hygiene. What did he say? We've played that in the past. You know, some people might say, why does he talk about this stuff? Seems like he's talking about this stuff more and more and more. Yeah. You know why? Because it seems to me, I encounter more and more people who are frustrated, freaked out, afraid, whatever, moving in a neurotic direction. And there are some really, really awful things happening in this society. Most of us are not even aware of. I'm in Montana. Did you know, for example, that there are people being rounded up for mental health issues? You know how I keep saying, you know, they're coming after the guns and the mental health thing is going to be one of the prime dragnets? Maybe you should look into your state. In Montana, people get rounded up, and we hear that there is a public defender shortage. How convenient. So people are just rotting in facilities. And maybe just like, you know, does anybody care about this person? Is anybody going to show up and say, you know, this person doesn't need to be here or shouldn't be here? Are they actually guilty of something? Have they been charged with something? Have they been convicted? So there are people rotting in facilities. And what's that going to do for a person's mental health and temperament? And, you know, what happens if you do that to a person and then turn them loose back into society if they've already had problems? What do you suppose might happen? Gosh, I wonder. A, where are they going to go? And B, what condition are they in now? I have listened to people talking to themselves that are locked up indefinitely. Who knows? Is anybody doing anything about this? They have family, they have friends, anybody? They're not, you know, maybe well or, you know, stable mentally or whatever. And so can they take care of themselves and trying to navigate the situation? Probably not. When they're shouting, Mom, Dad, is that you? In a cell where they're incarcerated. Probably not. The sad state of affairs. Stick around. We'll be right back after the short break.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tahi Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
I was thinking of Tex Mars. It's you can find it on the Indie Soul Prepper YouTube channel, and it's titled Tex Mars, the Kabbalah, Foundation for Satanism, Theosophy, Freemasonry, Mormonism, Judaism. It's like a funnel. They all funnel into Kabbalah, which is, you know, essentially synonymous with the ancient Babylonian mystery religions. So, and I want to play a clip from this. How much do we want to play? Let's see. So, yeah, this is an interesting story. Many people are not aware of, familiar with, have heard this story. It's pretty cool. Few minutes. Kind of an extended clip, not really. I don't know, 5 minutes or so, something like that. Probably what we'll play. But I like the story that he tells. What is to be done, dear comrades? Well, let's just start there. No necromancy. No mantle of William Branham, Bill Johnson, Chris Vallotton, all you guys. No rolling around on Lonnie Frisbee's grave, Jonathan Rumi. No, that insanity. It's the wickedness. That's what it is, plain and simple. So what is to be done? Well, in addition to what we're about to hear Tex Mars say, put on the full armor of God, Ephesians 6. Take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5. Trust the Holy Spirit and the Bible above all. That's hermeneutical hygiene. Get the secret decoder ring, 1 Corinthians 2, because the Bible is foolishness to the natural man. He can't understand it. And, you know, people got all these questions. You know what? Dive in there. Ask the Holy Spirit in humility, not in arrogance, and see what happens. Read for a year. I don't know, 15, 20, 30 minutes a day, something like that. See what happens. Are you wondering? Are you doubting? Are you, you know? Fraught and frazzled? Cry out to the Lord. Put on the full armor of God. Take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Trust the Holy Spirit and the Bible above all else. That is the supreme authority. And you know what? You won't be menaced by the endless series of hobgoblins, as H.L. Mencken put it. David wrote, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, not the valley of death, the valley of the shadow of death. And there's a reason why the influencers be influencing and want to influence. Nudge, nudge. So without further ado, a little bit of Tex Mars, please.
I've said it 100 times before, and now the 101st time. Well, I don't know really how many, but it's about that much. Then in Daniel 12:10, it says, in the last days, the wicked will do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. None of them. They'll do wickedly, but they won't even understand what they're doing. But the wise shall understand. And again, how do you get wise? Who is a wise person? Well, that's a person that gets wisdom from God. You don't get it on your own. There's not enough wisdom in all this earth. You put it all in the great big kettle and pot, and it doesn't amount to a thing. But you trust in God, and He makes you wise. You become so much more brilliant. You know, I was a member of a church one time, many, many years ago, and somebody said to me, Tex, if you had a real problem, who would you seek? Who in this church would you go to if you had a problem that just seemed to be that you just can't solve it and you need spiritual help? What would you do? Who would you go see? And I guess they thought I would say the pastor or you know, some deacon or some top Sunday school teacher, or I don't know what they expected. But I said, Brother Walker, I'd see him. And they were shocked. Well, Brother Walker, why, he didn't even have a fifth grade education. Why, Brother Walker was a black man, and Brother Walker was sitting on the other side of the church, and he never said much to anybody. And Brother Walker, all these negative things. I think in the whole church, we only had about two or three black men, but we had Brother Walker. I knew Brother Walker. I knew when I walked past Brother Walker, I could feel the Spirit of God in him. And he was always studying his Bible, and his Bible was all marked up. You know, it's one of those old Bibles, and just it looked like it should have been thrown away years ago because it had all these marks in it all over. Because he studied it. He knew that Bible, and he was wise. But he couldn't tell me about computers or mechanics or how the weather system works or the political affairs of this world. And so I told this friend that was asking me about Brother Walker, I said, well, listen, the way you put it to me was, if you really had a problem you couldn't solve on your own, and you had to have desperately need help, who would you go to? I said, Brother Walker. Okay. You know, God always has somebody you can count on. And if he doesn't, he'll lead you himself. Recently reading a brother who didn't know anything about God, but he knew he was lost and he needed help, and he went to a church, and when they had an invitation time, he went forward and he said, I want to give my life to Jesus. I know he can help me. And the pastor said, well, okay, you know. And fortunately, it was an old-fashioned church, and so the pastor said, let's just pray here at the altar. And they both got on their knees. That man's amazement, he was still there about 5 hours later, still praying. And the pastor was right there with him. Reading about that man's story, his name is James Perloff. James Perloff. He was Jewish, but he wasn't raised anything, really, he said. But when he got in desperate help, he knew where to go to. He went right to Jesus. Could have been that pastor, could have been Brother Walker, could have been anybody. But it was the fact that the Holy Ghost said, pray for me. And he says about 5 hours he was praying, and suddenly he felt this warm feeling come in his body, and he felt great all over, and he felt warm, and he felt that God had entered into him. And that was the beginning of his life. He became a Christian. Of course, he's written a number of books. He wrote, I think, The Shadows of Power about the Council on Foreign Relations, and recently wrote a book we offered into the ministry. I think it's called, Jerry, do you remember what that's called? Yeah, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. Well, he was all alone, but that pastor helped him. Do you know a pastor that'll kneel with you 5 hours? I bet you don't. You can't go to these churches today. Well, they don't kneel at all. They don't even have an altar there. They don't, there's no kneeling. There's no giving of yourself to Jesus. But that church did. That man found God. The Bible says that no man needs to teach you, but the Holy Spirit will instruct you in all things. So you don't have anybody to help you? Well, get on your knees. The Holy Spirit is right there. He'll help you. Say, well, I read the Bible, but I don't understand it. Okay, well, you got a great instructor, the Holy Spirit. He'll teach you. He'll teach you enough to know Jesus, and then after that, he'll just keep teaching you. And precept by precept, you'll learn of God. Well, today we're going to
talk. There you go. There you go. That's a good word right there, Brother Tex. Good word. And I wonder if we ought to play, I don't know, just another minute of that. That's the best part. You know, find you a Brother Walker if you are in need. Or like Tex said, you know, if you don't have a Brother Walker close by, then cry out. And so That's a good word. Can we play just like one more minute of that, please? Perchance.
He'll teach you enough to know Jesus, and then after that, he'll just keep teaching you, and precept by precept, you'll learn of God. Well, today we're going to talk about something that is so hideous, so monstrous, so horrible, and yet it is at the root of every false teaching, every false God, every sin, every terrible thing on this planet. It's a religion, but it's a different kind of religion than you can imagine. You know, I didn't even know this religion existed when I wrote my book, Dark Secrets of the New Age. It became a number one best-selling book, a huge bestseller. But I didn't know about this. If I'd have known about this, I would have wrote about it only. Because it's the beginning of every evil. It's called the Kabbalah. And every false religion, well, we'll talk about a few today, theosophy, Freemasonry, and all of witchcraft and Satanism and Gnosticism, every false religion, Mormonism, etc., all of them come from the Kabbalah.
There you go.
Albert Pike.
And we will come back to that for sure at a later date, because that's what's happening right now. And what is the purpose of all of that? Uniting the world in common cause to do what? To finish the great unfinished work of Genesis 11, which itself is a redo of Genesis 6. That's what's happening. Atlantis was the pre-Genesis 6, the antediluvian world, as they say. The Greek mythology, that's not mythology, that's Genesis 6. So, the truth is hiding in plain sight. And according to guys like Manly P. Hall, it's been hidden in plain sight. And one of the best incubators is the Christian groups, which again is, you know, the short version of our own American history. The nonconformists were using the, let's say, Orthodox Christians to incubate this conspiracy over here so that America would be the new tip of the Hellenistic spear, the revived Hellenistic spear, going around the world conquering and to conquer. And there's no secret, it's not a mystery, that this has been through British intrigue and British influence. You know, read Carol Quigley, for example, and there are other influencers, but what is the purpose of all of this? Just power and control? For what end? So, anyway, back to the article in the remaining moments. The discovery of priming effects has led to considerable controversy, not the least to the slightly sinister ideas that advertisers, slightly sinister, it's called wickedness, that's what it is. Or even governments might be able to manipulate us into buying or doing things that we didn't really want to buy or do. Subsequent work has shown that primes do not have to be literally subliminal to work. As marketers have long understood, in fact, many things can act as primes, including a few interesting examples of priming that are then presented. Words, exposing people to words relating to the elderly, for example, wrinkles, meant they subsequently walked more slowly when leaving the room and had a poorer memory of the room. In other words, they had been primed with an elderly stereotype and behaved accordingly. Asking participants to make a sentence out of scrambled words such as fit, lean, active, athletic made them significantly more likely to use the stairs instead of lifts or elevators, as we would say here. One group was asked to think about football hooligans for 5 minutes and another about university professors. And you remember the thing that we used to do as kids? You know, you put your arms in the doorway and you press against the doorway, and you walk out of the doorway. Oh my gosh, look at my arms. Same kind of thing. Okay, so football hooligans, the other group, university professors, when they were then given 44 Trivial Pursuit questions, the first set got 42.6% right. The second, 55.6%. So that's interesting. Number two, sights. If a happy face is subliminally presented to someone drinking, think about all the ads, you know? And there's always the Milgram moment where the white coat is smiling at the, you know, both paid actors are, you know, staring at each other, smiling while you hear side effects may include death. But you know what? They're happy. They both have happy faces. So must be okay. If a happy face is subliminally presented to someone drinking, it causes them to drink more than those exposed to a frowning face. The size of food containers primes our subsequent eating. Moviegoers ate 45% more popcorn when it was given to them in a 240-gram container than a 120-gram container. Yeah. Even when the popcorn was stale, the larger container made them eat 33.6% more popcorn. I don't know about the larger container made them eat, but anyway. Deliberately placing certain objects in one's environment can alter behavior. We've seen this at the check stands in grocery stores for decades, right? Situational cues like walking shoes and runner's magazines may prime a healthy lifestyle in people. In this way, priming can reinforce existing intentions to act in a certain way. And smells. Mere exposure to the scent of an all-purpose cleaner made significantly more people to keep their table cleaner while eating in a canteen or, you know, restaurant. These types of effects are real and robust. They have been repeatedly proved in many studies. What is less understood is which of the thousands of primes that we encounter every day have a significant effort or effect on our behavior. Priming is therefore perhaps the least understood of the mind space effects. Again, mind space is an acronym, but has significant implications for policy. For example, it is likely that the environments that government constructs or influences are constantly priming people to act in certain, perhaps undesirable ways. Government should seek the ways it may be unintentionally priming people, or it may seek to build in priming effects to its current attempts to change behavior. You know, it may or may not. And so, you know, there's more fun stuff from this article. Maybe I'll continue this tomorrow, but unintentionally priming people, hard to imagine. Environments that government constructs. I don't know about you, but I hate roundabouts. I thought this was America. I thought we had, you know, as illuminized and French as our revolution was, as Robespierrean as our revolution was, nonetheless, I thought we distanced ourselves from, you know, the folks across the pond. And so, you know, I don't understand why we're all becoming, you know, good global citizens of the British Empire again, which is the revived Greco-Roman Empire. Anyway, what is to be done, dear comrades? I, you know, 10 plus years ago now, I remember back in 2013 talking to John in Tennessee on the air, and he was asking me, you said something about the Bible. How did you put that? How did you phrase that? And I said, it is a self-replicating error-correcting code. They're trying to do that now with software writing software. etc., etc. The Bible is the only self-replicating error-correcting code. So if we get it in us, it will straighten out the crooked parts. You got to have the secret decoder ring, though. That's vital and essential. That's the Holy Spirit. How do you get that? Well, Jesus said, it's good that I go. I will send the helper. And indeed, he did. So it's kind of, those are all, it's all together. It's kind of a sine qua non. And of course, you read in the Bible that whoever does not have the Son does not have the Father, and vice versa. So it all is, it's a package deal. Bible, Holy Spirit, Son, Father, salvation to the whole world, to the Jew first and to the Gentile or to the Greek. Some people are saying, so are you saying, I've seen these debates. Are you, am I going to hell when I die? Am I going to hell? My answer to that would be, that's above my pay grade. I am not the arbiter of that. But the Bible is pretty clear. God's word is pretty clear. But the implication or the tone of the question is, so you're saying that God hates me and, he doesn't want me in heaven. No, quite the contrary. 2 Peter 3, which is an interesting territory, interesting chapter, verses 8 and 9 say, but do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years and 1,000 years like one day. So what? What's your point? The point is this. The Lord is not slow or slack about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. So, Paul reminds us in Romans, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. And that's the issue. Therein lies the issue we're not supposed to talk about in American society today. Because the scientific dictatorship will save you, air quotes, and give you all your needs so that you will ignore your Creator. That's what's going on. Anyway, I would say that's what's to be done, dear comrades. Dive into the Bible, beginning with the secret decoder ring. After that, maybe Romans, maybe Acts. Let the, as the Spirit leads. Hopefully that's helpful. I hope it was informative and edifying. These are the times we find ourselves in. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.